This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli forces advanced further into southern Gaza Tuesday to attack Hamas militants, even as international aid organizations express concern Palestinians seeking refuge in the region do not have a haven from the conflict. Warnings from the Israeli military in recent days urged people in multiple Khan Yunis neighborhoods to evacuate for their safety, directing them to areas further south. At a news briefing Tuesday in Tel Aviv, Israeli Defense Forces international spokesman Richard Hecht urged Gaza citizens to heed the warning.
So what civilians should do to stay safe is listen to the instructions that are coming out from our Twitter accounts, from our website, and also to look at the leaflets that are landing in their areas. Again, we've been giving these requests in the last few days, move from this area, this zone, to this other zone to get out of harm's way.
In the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas, both sides claim to be victims of war crimes and are preparing to present legal cases to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The court's chief prosecutor heard from both Israelis and Palestinians during a visit to Israel and the West Bank. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
International Criminal Court chief prosecutor Karim Khan toured the ruins of Israeli communities that Hamas gunmen attacked on October 7th. The attackers killed more than 1,200 Israelis and took 240 others as hostages, most of them civilians. Khan listened to the testimony of survivors and family members of the hostages, calling the attacks serious international crimes that shook the conscience of humanity. But Palestinians argue that it is Israel that has been violating international law by its military campaign in Gaza, which has killed more than 15,000 people, a majority of them women and children, according to the Hamas-controlled health ministry in Gaza. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
This is VOA News. Ukraine's president will make a personal plea to senators as Congress debates sending more aid to Kyiv. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The White House's urgent request for a nearly $106 billion package for Ukraine, Israel, and other needs has hit trouble on Capitol Hill. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and others are warning Congress that the U.S. will run out of money to help Ukraine by year's end, essentially stalling its war effort.
There's no way around the simple arithmetic that if there's no funding to provide weapons to Ukraine, we're just not in a position to continue to provide weapons to Ukraine.
Today, the plea will come straight from Volodymyr Zelensky in a video address to senators during a classified briefing. While Senate Republicans say they are still at the table in talks over Ukraine aid, House counterparts are insisting on border policy changes as part of any Ukraine bill. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union's Home Affairs Commissioner says Europe is facing a huge risk of terrorist attacks over the holiday season due to the fallout from the war between Israel and Hamas. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Commissioner Ylva Johansson's warning comes as French investigators probe a fatal weekend attack near the Eiffel Tower in Paris.
With the upcoming holiday season, there is a huge risk of terrorist attacks in the European Union. We saw recently in Paris, unfortunately we have seen it earlier as well.
Johansson, whose brief includes security and immigration, adds the European Commission would provide an additional $32.5 million to help bolster security in vulnerable areas, notably places of worship. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For the first time, the UN Climate Change Conference, known as COP28, is addressing impacts on health at its annual meeting. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA from Dubai.
World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
It's well overdue that 27 COPs have been and gone without a serious discussion of health.
Diseases like river blindness and sleeping sickness are spread through parasitic worms and flies, organisms that could proliferate in a warming world. Air pollution from fossil fuel burning kills an estimated 7 million people globally every year. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.